The Senate will please come to order. The clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juan Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przanski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here. Hello, Secretary of the Senate, Hall. A quorum is present. We will post the colors, and Senator Larry George will lead us in the pledge, please. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Today's invocation, Rabbi Avraham Perlstein Chabad, the Jewish Center here in Salem.
Thank you. Just this past week, on separate occasions, a couple of people I did not know whom I met casually mentioned heaven as an ideal, as a goal to strive for. I responded that we need to bring heaven down to earth. I'm not sure they understood what my answer was. I pointed out that God created earth because he entrusted man with a mission that angels are not capable of. Angels are like robots, like machines that do not have free choice. It is man who has free choice, whom God placed on this earth with a mission. And when we choose to fulfill our mission, we achieve what angels cannot. We connect with levels of godliness that are beyond what even heaven can hold. Isaiah 45:18 states, "He is the God, the one who fashioned the earth and its maker. He established it. He did not create it for emptiness. He fashioned it to be inhabited or settled." A vital aspect of God's plan in creation based on the verse in Isaiah is for people to live and work together for a civilized society that operates in harmony, where people join together to enact a legal system for the purpose of building an environment where people are free to grow, free to produce, free to pursue better lives for themselves and for others. Man, who is created in the image of God, is capable of rising to the heights greater than angels, to levels of godliness beyond the heavens that actually preceded creation. We stand in awe of outstanding thinkers, scientists, doctors, entrepreneurs, writers, land developers, engineers, architects, and yes, even investors and traders, who have changed society for the better. But it is also the neighbor next door, whether a millionaire or not, who achieves greatness by being a productive member of society through employment, volunteering, voting, civil services, and basically following the conventions of society. It is when people do things like parents who abdicate responsibility for raising their child and rely on the village to do it for them, or people avoid working, taking unfair advantage of the system, even small things like crossing the red light or parking illegally, that breaks down society and community. This is the purpose of government: to build a community where people can thrive as only human beings are capable, so that they are free to serve God to their very best ability. It is easy to lose sight of this lofty goal when we are bogged down in deliberations regarding budget cuts, state contracts, bills of all sorts, and other critical issues that demand the attention of the Senate. If it is true during years of plenty, it is especially true now during the metaphorical years of famine. We are facing an alarming era of significant lower revenues for the state. No one knows how long it will last, and you have to make very tough choices. No matter what you do decide, there will be people who will be upset, and as often the case in politics, there are no shortage of Monday morning quarterbacks. Especially in times like these, it's important to remember the greater purpose for what God has chosen you to lead as senators, to make the decision that will enable citizens of our state to thrive, to achieve, to be productive, to live in peace and safety, and to ultimately make the state of Oregon a heavenly place. Therefore, we turn to God to guide our state's leaders, to provide them the wisdom to balance the rights of individuals, the rights of the community, the rights of businesses, to enact laws and institute policies that will bring His blessings of peace, goodness, life, graciousness, kindness, and mercy upon us and all of His children. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one, with the light of Your countenance. By the light of Your countenance, You have shown us the path of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, and peace. May it be favorable in Your eyes to bless Your children at all times and at every moment with Your peace. May God bless the United States of America and the great state of Oregon. And let us say amen.
Thank you, Reverend Avraham Perlstein Abad, for your delivering the invocation for today. And thank you, Senator Larry George, for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Courtesies. Remonstrances. Members from the House.
Mr. President, just speaking for pass Senate Bill 104, 204, 206, House Bill 2145, 2345, 2511, 2518, 3139, 3450. Concur Senate amendments repass House Bills 2163 and 2613.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. In accordance with SR 8.551, committee report summary number 101. Excuse me, strike that. 105 was distributed to members today. This information will be recorded in the journal and the status report. And this is so ordered. Reports to special committees. Propositions and motions. Recognize Senator Richard Devlin. What are you going to do now?
Yes, Mr. President.
Well, what we could do is, this is setting things over. Do you want to start doing that now before we go into caucuses? You understand what I'm saying?
Mr. President, let's go through the bills that we are setting over.
Okay.
And then we'll go to request for a caucus.
Senator Ferrioli, does that meet with your approval? He does. He nods his head. That means, I think, yes. Recognize Senator Bonamici.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that consideration of HCR 7 be taken from its place on today's calendar and be made a special order of business at the head of Thursday, May 28th, Senate third reading calendar.
Senator Suzanne Bonamici has recommended that this move the consideration of HCR 7 be taken from its place on today's calendar and made a special order of business at the head of Thursday's May 28th Senate third reading calendar. To your motion.
Mr. President, this is a resolution recognizing the life of former Representative Mary Alice Ford, and her family will be here Thursday, but they are not here today, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. Discussion. Question is on taking HCR 7 from today's calendar and making it a special order of business at the head of Thursday's May 28th Senate third reading calendar. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. And those opposed, no. This motion is carried. All right. We're going to the concurrences. So now we're going to caucus. All right. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. Senate Democrats request a 15-minute caucus in their caucus room.
Recognize Senator Ted Farrioli.
Mr. President, Republicans request a 15-minute caucus off the floor.
Thank you. We will stand, go into recess until 10:45 by the digital calendars, the digital clocks on our scoreboards. 10:45 a.m. This Senate is now in recess. The Senate will please come to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montez Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum is present. The Senate recessed under the order of propositions and motions and will resume under that order. It is so ordered. Recognize Senator Floyd Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur on the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 218A.
Senator Brzezinski has moved that the Senate concur on the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 218. To the motion, please.
Mr. President, what the House did is they modified one portion of this, taking out the requirement of attendance of the executions for reimbursement purposes. Good bill should pass.
Discussion? Those are the opinion that the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 218 will answer aye. As the names are called, those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Morse.
How do you vote, Senator Morse? How do you vote?
It's a vote.
How do you vote? We're voting on a concurrence to Senate Bill 218. He votes aye.
Nelson.
Move on. He votes aye.
Brzezinski. Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Berger, Walker, Walker.
Go on, move on.
Whitsett, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Metzger,
the Metzger, go.
Bonds Anderson, President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering, Metzger. Not answering, Walker.
I think Walker's... Where? Senator Devlin, do you know where Senator Walker is? Was she... Well, do you want to come up now? Otherwise, we're going to show her absent.
Metzger.
I understand that. Well,
excused. Carter, Johnson, Walker, 27 ayes.
The Senate Bill 218, Embassy of Customs Majority, is declared passed. Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson, please.
I move the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 599.
The Senator Jason Atkinson moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 599. To your motion.
Colleagues, what we simply are concurring upon here is an amendment that deletes the phrase or adjacent to the highway right of way. This is a technical fix that all sides agreed to, and it's a good bill. We urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion. Those of you in the opinion that the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 599 will answer aye. The names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, 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 Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Mons Anderson, Monroe, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter, Johnson, Walker, 27 ayes.
The Senate Bill 599, Embassy of Customs Majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the committee report and the minority report on Senate Bill 284.
Senate Committee Report. President Cordy, you're beginning our rules. Two members referred Senate Bill 284A. Have you had it on the same consideration respectfully for its back recommending due pass of Amendments 8 Ingress Bill? Senate Minority Report. President Cordy, minority on your Committee on Rules, to whom is referred Senate Bill 284A. Have you had the same or different consideration? Respectfully, reports back recommending due pass with different amendments to the Ingress Bill, printed being Gross Minority.
Recognize Senator Floyd Prezansky.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee report on SB 284 be adopted.
Senator Floyd Prezansky has moved the committee report on Senate Bill 284 be adopted. To your motion. No. Yes, explain the committee report, please.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President and colleagues, Senate Bill 284A, the committee report that's came out on a 3-2 vote out of the Rules Committee. If you remember, we had this bill up before us before. There was an oversight in the drafting of both, at that time, the committee report and the minority report as it pertains to one of the factors or features in there, which is basically the area of dealing with halide mercury vapor light bulbs. What you have now before you is basically under the committee report is an opportunity to increase the ultimate repose statutes that we have in the state to 10 years for manufacturers within the state, and then have what's known as looking away to manufacturers that are not within the state of Oregon to whatever their statute limitations are on those on the manufacturing of those products, as well as for foreign corporations that are bringing stuff in through whatever state that is headquartered for that organization, or for a if they're under contract, it would go under that foreign state, meaning a different state than Oregon. This is an opportunity for a win-win. It will in fact allow for the residents of Oregon to be able to bring litigation based on a product's liability inside the state of Oregon without traveling to another state. It also has a very key component that many individuals that have heard the stories believe are appropriate and necessary to take, and that is to allow for a group of teachers who were injured when they were attending a seminar at Lake Oswego High School, I believe in the gym, when one of these R-type metal halide bulbs basically was broken, but was still in operation, and it caused severe eye injuries to a number of these individuals. And this will, in fact, allow those individuals to go forward and be able to, seek redress through the court system for those injuries. It's also worth noting that the committee bill also exempts out physicians as being considered manufacturers just because of the products that they are using within their course of their profession. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson.
Mr. President, I move that the minority report be substituted for the committee report on Senate Bill 284.
Senator Jason Atkins has moved that the minority report be substituted for the committee report and Senate Bill 284. To your motion, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is an interesting policy discussion. I think that the one thing that all 30 senators are united on is that these teachers have the ability to have regress. I think on that piece of the policy, we are all the same. But I provide to you right now the minority report, which has a couple of changes on it. The minority report provides exact same protections for the Lake Oswego school victims, as does the majority report. However, the minority report also provides and protects physicians from lawsuits that would be targeted at manufacturers who have produced faulty equipment. Finally, the minority report adds manufactured homes to the statute of ultimate repose. The minority report does not provide the look-away provision. In other words, there is a clear policy distinction between the belief, is it appropriate for the Oregon statute to be dependent and dictated by the statutes of other states? The look-away provision fails to clearly state what would happen when other states change their statute of ultimate repose laws. With the look-away provision is written into the majority report, there is no clear definition of when and how our law will become benchmarked to other states' laws. Through this look-away provision, it might become unconstitutional because of the anti-delegation provisions of Article 1, Section 21 of the Oregon Constitution. Now, it was also interesting, my good friend, the senator from Lane County, suggested that this was in another committee, got moved to the Rules Committee to make a technical fix. However, the Rules Committee spent very little time addressing this particular issue. The minority report protects the victims of these light bulbs and includes protections for physicians. The minority report meets all the goals of the majority report without blurring the important constitutional distinctions. And on that merit alone, it warrants an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson. We will now under discussion of substituting the minority report for the committee report. Discussion. Well, okay. Then I will go to Senator Ted Ferrioli to close on this motion.
Mr. President, colleagues, this body's proven it can pass. At least I should say the majority party has proven it can pass any bill it wants to in this chamber during this legislation. Even a bad one. Even a bad bill. Colleagues, my good colleague that preceded me in making this motion, Senator Atkinson, made a point, probably the most important point. No one disagrees that the teachers ought to have a redress of their injuries. And the minority report makes a clear resolution to that issue by extending the statute of limitations from 8 to 10 years and specifically authorizes a retroactive filing to deal with the burns and the blindness that are suffered by the teachers who were injured by these faulty products. But, Mr. President, and colleagues, the major body of the bill contains a look-away clause. I kind of feel like it's a hide-and-seek clause. The look-away provision requires people seeking redress of the grievance in Oregon to know the law of the other 49 states and to apply their statute of limitations. That look-away provision has the effect of creating a whole group of folks that may find treatment under the law unequal. And it delegates a provision of Oregon statute to other legislatures and other states. Colleagues, we have a legislative council who believes there's no constitutional problem here. Everyone else we've asked for an analysis of this bill with a legal background says, you know, this is constitutionally flawed. And my colleague, Senator Atkinson, is right. We did not spend enough time working on the look-away provision. If we had, I don't believe it would be here. The minority report is very straightforward. It offers a 2-year extension of the statute of limitations. It specifically mentions the vapor, the mercury vapor and halide lights that were the subject of this issue when it came to the legislature. Now, colleagues, I want to help you understand one other thing. You have a fiscal in this bill. The fiscal is identical for both the minority report and the majority report, and it indicates that the product liability cases that are the subject of this report tend to be very complex and require many more court resources than the average civil case. It isn't known how many additional product liability cases may be filed. But there is a potential fiscal impact to the Oregon Judicial Department, and since these cases tend to be very time-consuming and contentious, that the department may require a budget adjustment by the current legislature, the emergency board, or a future legislature if the resources that are already budgeted for this prove insufficient. Colleagues, the bill's flawed. The majority report bill is flawed. The minority report is a great deal simpler. It deals with the issue specifically. It extends for 2 years the statute of limitations, and it deals with the injuries to Oregonians. The minority report does not contain a complicated look-away provision that requires plaintiffs and their attorneys to play hide-and-seek with the law, never being certain whether or not the defense will be empowered to bring the constitutional questions and tie up these litigations in endless appeals. As I started in bringing you the closing of the minority report, I simply said that this Senate and this majority party can pass any bill it wants to. But I hope you'll take the time and have the compassion to move a bill that solves the problem and doesn't create more problems, and that, colleagues, is the minority report. Mr. President, I urge passage of the minority report for Senate Bill 284. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. You want to do something, Senator Devlin? Senator Devlin has demanded a call of the Senate. He's joined by Senator Rosenbaum and Senator Lloyd Montes Anderson. Doorkeepers will bar the doors. Sergeant Orange will attend. The clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Farioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Bonas Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
He is here.
All present.
All those subjects to call are present. Now, if you'll please pay attention, because we got to sort of get used to doing this, what we're voting on is substituting the minority report carried by Senator Jason Atkinson for the committee report. That's what we're voting on. The question now arises upon the substitution of the minority report for the committee report. All those in favor will say aye as their names are called. All those opposed will say no. The clerk will please call the roll.
Morse.
Senator Morris? That's right.
Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Walker.
Senator Walker.
Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin.
No.
Dingfelder. Farioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. President Courtney.
No.
Excused. Carter. Voting no. Bates. Bonamici. Burdick. Devlin. Dingfelder. Haas. Johnson. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Verger. Walker. President Courtney. 12 ayes.
The minority report has failed. In accordance with SR 8.602, the Senate will take action immediately on the third reading of Senate Bill 284 as amended by the committee report. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 284, Related to Civil Actions.
I now will recognize Senator Floyd Przonski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the committee bill that's now been adopted that's before us for passage, Senate Bill 284A, is basically a win-win for everyone. And it actually is a very great bill because it will, in fact, allow Oregon consumers the ability to not only have people held to accountability to the level of responsibility, but will in fact allow them to do that in the state of Oregon and not have to travel to another state. During our committee hearing, we heard from a young man who had to travel to the state of Wisconsin to actually exercise his rights because that's where the manufacturer was located and because the statute of limitations for products liability was greater there than it is in Oregon. It should be noted, Mr. President, that when you look at the current state of statute of limitations, Oregon is second from the bottom. We have right now 8 years for ultimate repose. The only state that has a less time than that is North Carolina, and that's 6 years. What is going to happen by passing Senate Bill 284A, as been adopted as the committee report, we will move into the ranks of such as Nebraska. Nebraska has a very similar law, which is 10 years for ultimate repose, and also has what's known as the look-away, and they have had it for some time, and they have not had any problems in being able to look at the law books for whatever state it is and determine exactly what are the rights of their constituents, their residents, and being able to go forward and hold someone accountable to the standards that are where the manufacturer is located. Realize, Mr. President, there are 37 states plus the District of Columbia who do not have ultimate repose or limitations, or if they do, they're very broad in generality and will, in fact, give many, many Oregonians greater security. Now, we've heard today as to some issues as to whether there's some constitutional problems with the bill. I would submit to you that there are not. As the good senator from John Day had stated, we do in fact have an opinion from the Legislative Council. Also, I've been able to review other opinions that have come from outside of this building who said that there are not any issues here, specifically regarding the area of in violation of the privileges and immunities argument. That doesn't really work because we're not actually creating a class. You can't create a class based on the statute, and so it's not a true class to even be considered for the privilege and immunities argument. As well, on the delegation issue, we are not delegating, but what we are doing and how the Oregon courts will interpret this is we are incorporating. And what that specifically means is that the courts will look at the time this bill goes into effect, when it is in fact enacted, and then they will basically construe the references that are included only in the version of the law or at that point when the 284 goes into effect. So this actually has sufficient clarity for everyone to understand and to realize that this is a way to make certain Oregonians do not have to travel to another state or be denied justice because they can't go to another state to hold the product liability individuals accountable for their faults and their issues of their products. It should also be noted that one of the other components in here, there's been some reference that the minority report had something that is not included within the committee report. That is not correct. There is a provision saying that physicians licensed under ORS Chapter 677 are not manufacturers, distributors, sellers, or lessors of the products that they are actually utilizing in their procedures. And so it has the same safeguards for physicians as the other one did, too. And more importantly, as we've already heard, this will, in fact, allow a small group of teachers who have dedicated and had dedicated their lives to children who were injured because of a malfunction on a light to be able to get redress and recourse for those injuries. Mr. President, I commend the Senate taking this bill forward with the full committee report and ask for your support and all of my colleagues. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I recognize Senator Ted Farioli.
Mr. President, I wish to thank my good colleague from District 17 who corrected me in a way that I think I'd like to share with the body. That is, I spoke of the statute of limitations. I meant to say the statute of ultimate repose. So I appreciate that correction from our good colleague. And I would like to address the bill. So, Mr. President, to the bill.
To the bill.
Permission to read from printed matter, Mr. President.
Please feel free to do so.
Thank you. There's a key provision in the Oregon Constitution in the form of Article 1, Section 20, and it provides as follows. No law shall be passed granting to any citizen or class of citizens privileges or immunities which, upon the same terms, shall not equally belong to all citizens. Article 1, Section 21 of the Oregon Constitution contains this anti-delegation provision as well. Nor shall any law be passed, the taking effect of which shall be made to depend upon any authority except as provided in the Constitution. Mr. President, the look-away provisions that are contained in the majority report, or the main bill, SB 284B, would provide that if identical models of a product, an automobile, for instance, was manufactured in multiple states or manufactured in a foreign country and imported into the United States, then the length of statute of repose applicable to product liability lawsuits arising from defects in that product would depend arbitrarily on the length of the statute of repose in the state where the product was either purchased by an individual Oregonian, manufactured, or imported. Mr. President, otherwise identical claims relating to identical product classes alleged to have identical product defects would be treated disparately based on this provision. This is a classic violation of the guarantee of equal privileges and immunities contained in Article 1, Section 20 of the Oregon Constitution. So, Mr. President, there is a constitutional issue here. It's not ambiguous at all. The look-away provision in Senate Bill 284 incorporates by reference the statute of repose of many other states, all other states, Mr. President. This is a likely violation of Article 1, Section 21, and it would depend on the specific facts surrounding the purchase, importation, installation, manufacture of each product which has liability. Mr. President, this adds no clarity to the issue of litigation. It complicates it exponentially. This bill is not going to provide the kind of remedy that is envisioned by the bill. I hope that at some point in time, like the crosswalk bill and some others that we've passed in this body, that we'll get a chance to revisit this issue and correct what is obviously a violation of the constitutionality. And I hope that we get an opportunity to do that relatively quickly, Mr. President. As a matter of fact, as quick as possible. Thank you for your kind attention, Mr. President.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Senator Brzezinski, do you wish to close?
Only to say, Mr. President, that the I guess there's a reason why we have a judicial system that allows individuals to be able to bring their opinions, their expressions, and to be heard in court to determine. I believe that the analysis that have been brought forward on the main bill 284B is correct. There is no violation of the privileges of immunity, and there is no delegation. And for those reasons, Mr. President, I request that all of us support the bill to make certain these teachers not only get their day in court, but Oregonians who are injured in the future can, in fact, raise those same claims in the state of Oregon and do not have to travel to some foreign state to do so. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Devlin has demanded a call of the Senate. He's joined by Senator Lori Montes Anderson and Senator Floyd Brzezinski. The doorkeepers will bar the doors, and the sergeant of arms will attend.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
Yes, he's here.
I'm listening.
All present.
All those subject to the call are present. Question now arises upon the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 284. Those who are of the opinion bill shall pass say aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Cruz, Morse, Nelson, Schrader, Starr, Telfer,
Verger, Whitsett, Winters. 17 ayes.
Senate Bill 284, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Action on executive appointments requiring the Senate confirmation. Introduction of first reading of Senate measures. Excuse me, recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli. For what purpose do you rise, please?
For a vote explanation, Mr. President.
Please, would you file your vote explanation on Senate Bill 284?
Mr. President, my no vote in no way reflects a disinterest in solving the problem for the folks that were horribly harmed by these products that were clearly defective. And that I certainly hope that the bill acts in a way consistent with them getting redress of their grievance. I also hope that that there is no further cause for appeal on technicalities that would extend their suffering. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Your vote explanation is now on the record. Recognize Senator Jackie Winters. For what purpose do you rise?
Vote explanation, please, Mr. President.
Please place your vote explanation on Senate Bill 284 on the record.
Mr. President, my vote explanation is similar to the good senator. I do hope that there is some solution found and some relief for the individuals. As you recall, in 1999, you and I did do a alternate repose for an individual here, and we so narrowed it so that that individual was made whole. My hope is that the same thing can happen with the educators and the teachers, that it can be where they can get the same kind of remuneration and compensation that they just deserve.
Thank you. Senator Brian Boquist, for what purpose do you rise?
Vote explanation, Mr. President.
Please place your vote explanation on the record for Senate Bill 284.
Thank you, Mr. President. I voted against this bill in committee for the look-away purpose and no other reason, and I voted against it on the floor for the same thing. And I would just urge in this vote explanation that those people that have been harmed take action quickly before another state changes it, because at that point it will be unconstitutional.
Thank you. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction, first reading, Senate measures.
Senate Bill 977, related costs incurred by state agencies in connection with energy facilities, property, money, and court emergency.
This is transmitted to the President's desk, referral. Act second reading on Senate measures. The third reading of Senate measures. First reading of House measures.
House Bill 2145, related state agency administrative services in court emergency. House Bill 2345, related impaired health professionals in court emergency. House Bill 2511, related electronic voting system in court emergency. House Bill 2518, related government ethics in court emergency. House Bill 3139, related state agency internal audits. House Bill 3450, related carbon monoxide in court emergency.
Transmitted to the President's desk for a referral. We're now doing the second reading of House measures.
House Chairman Resolution 12, encouraging public to take measure to decrease incidence of skin cancer. House Bill 2093, related to publication administrative rules in court emergency. House Bill 2349, related to value given a release of lien. House Bill 2440, related to child abuse. House Bill 2453, related to loyal client privilege. House Bill 2560, related to county clerk recording of instruments. House Bill 2614, related to rented dwelling units in floodplains. House Bill 2655, adverse possession of public land. House Bill 2686, related to child abuse reporting. House Bill 2707, related to supplemental temporary disability benefits and workers' compensation claims. House Bill 2789, related to parole and probation officers, court emergency. House Bill 2870, related to motor vehicles. House Bill 2968, related to hearings for center and driving privileges. House Bill 3471, related to intercounty adoptions of children in custody, VHS, and court emergency.
Pass the calendar. Third reading of the House measures. Would the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 3417, related to stray animals.
Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson, please.
Mr. President, thank you very much. This is House Bill 3417, and what it does is it modifies the definition of a stray animal, which must be a highly technical legal term for really talking about cattle and or horses. This bill comes to us at the request of the Oregon Cattlemen's Association to help resolve increased costs for the brand department that is administered by the Department of Agriculture. And if you recall, over the last few sessions, we have made some changes to the brand department that is funded entirely by the producers through their brand inspection fee. What this bill does is it reduces the number of livestock that are stray to be, quote, taken up by the brand department. By doing this, we also, by limiting it to just cattle and horses, this bill will also help that fee-based program continue, make it more simple. This also allows the rule to be established by the Department of Agriculture to check for breaks in the fence when the livestock has strayed from, and work with landowners to remedy any situation as it relates to fences. A very simple bill, actually, if you understand the issue, and it comes to us with no opposition, I would urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Further discussion? Question on by 30 to final passage of House Bill 3417. Those opinion bills pass. The aye. Opposed? No. Clerk, please call the rolls.
Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Carter.
Senator Carter.
Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. President Courtney. Excused. Carter, 29 ayes.
The House Bill 3417, Anderson Cross Majority, is declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2972, the Sexual Registration Court Emergency.
Recognize Senator Floyd Pazanski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 2972 came out of your Judiciary Committee on a 5-0 vote. What this basically does, it will shift the burden of proof to the offender who needs to do sex offender reporting as to if they want some type of relief from that requirement to report. The burden is on them. Thank you, Mr. President.
This is a discussion. Question now right upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2972. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter, 29 ayes.
House Bill 2972, I have received a conscious majority of the clerk passed. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 3111, unlawful drug practices.
The recognized Senator Floyd.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 3111A came out of your Judiciary Committee on a 4-1 vote. Basically, what this is going to do is just change the award of attorney fees from the prevailing party to the prevailing plaintiff in unlawful trade practices cases. It will, in fact, allow defendants to recover attorney fees if the court finds that the plaintiff had no objectively reasonable basis for bringing the lawsuit in the first place. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, the system is frozen, so we're just going to sit here for a while. We don't know why, so we can't record the vote right now. Stand at ease. All right, we're back up. Is that how you say it? That's a good way to know to say it. I got to learn this language. All right. First time I write about the third reading and final passage of House Bill 2972. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll. Question now rises upon a third reading and final passage of House Bill 3111. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Telfer.
Ferger.
Aye.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Carter, voting no, George, Gerard, Cruz, Morse, Nelson, Whitsett. 23 ayes.
House Bill 3111, Emerson Coastal Joy declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 3184, the funeral expense insurance policies.
Recognized Senator Larry George.
Mr. President, House Bill 3184 allows family members to buy funeral insurance for a loved one without having to jump through all the hoops of getting power of attorney, which can be a long, complicated process. Under current law, the power of attorney is needed in order to buy a funeral plan for a relative. But we're talking about families who are trying to prepare ahead of time for when, not if, their elderly one, loved one passes away. I have a constituent who brought this problem to the attention of the representative from Kaiser and myself. The good representative from Kaiser and Newberg worked with the State Insurance Division and the American Council for Life Insurers to ensure that House Bill 3184 was appropriate. The Funeral Directors Association also endorses the measure. This is not only a good common sense bill, which would help consumers, but it also brings Oregon law in line with the standards established by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. I urge your support of House Bill 3184. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Discussion. Question on rise by 30 to final passage of House Bill 3184. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Starr.
So it's
Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, President Courtney, excuse, Carter, 29 ayes.
House Bill 3184, I'm Constable George Fred Fass. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 3255, the emergency response time score emergency.
Recognize Senator Brian Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. 3255 comes from Committee on Judiciary, has no revenue, no fiscal, came out 5-0, provides flexibility for emergency ambulance service providers during a declared emergency, and prohibits the county, city, special district jurisdiction from penalizing these agencies for not meeting contractual obligations or response times in the middle of one of these declared emergencies. Good bill should pass. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Question on rise by third reading, final passage of House Bill 3255. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those below. Please call the roll.
Telfer. Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Carter, 29 ayes.
HB, House Bill 3255, having some custom joy, declared passed. Without objection, I will set HJM 15 to the bottom of the day's third reading calendar. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2068, Land Transfer Tax Credits.
Recognize Senator Frank Morris.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Colleagues, House Bill 2068A relates to the transfer of tax credits, and the bill mostly clarifies existing statute for tax credits, such as the biomass producer credit, the business energy tax credit, the credit for contributions to the Oregon Production Investment Fund, and the diesel engine repower retrofit credit. The bill specifies that these credits may be sold or transferred only to C corporations, S corporations, or personal income taxpayers. The bill clarifies existing statute that an income or corporate excise tax credit that is transferable may be transferred only or sold only once unless specifically stated otherwise in statute. The bill requires the Department of Energy to establish by rule a formula to be used in determining the transfer price of credits, including the incorporation of inflation projections and market real market rate of return. The department must update transfer prices quarterly using the formula. The bill eliminates the inconsistency among the credits that creates confusion for taxpayers and subsequent administrative difficulties. The bill has the unanimous do-pass recommendation from the Senate Revenue Committee. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion? Question on the motion, third reading and final passage, House Bill 2068. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Berger. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Lons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Boquist, Carter. 28 ayes.
The House Bill 2068, having received Council majority, declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2080, relating to Greywater and Coin Emergency.
Recognize Senator Ducky Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2080 builds on Oregon's innovative ideas for conserving water by allowing for reuse of water within a home and garden. Greywater refers to water from a home's bath, shower, kitchen, sink, or washing machine. It does not include water from a toilet, otherwise known as effluent. Colleagues, this is a second piece of an effort to allow greater flexibility through statute. We recently changed the Oregon building codes. We changed the rules to allow plumbers to install systems that divert gray water to toilets and thereby reducing the amount of water a home uses through flushing toilets. So this is the second part through statute. In committee, we heard from architects, cities, and others that this bill will save millions of gallons of water because of the reuse issue. House Bill 2080 comes to you with a unanimous support from the Senate Environment and Natural Resources Committee, and I urge your aye vote.
Thank you. Discussion. Question on rise upon 30 and the final passage of House Bill 2080. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. President Courtney.
Yes. Should I vote?
Excused. Carter. Voting no. George. Gerard. Cruz. Morse. Winters. 24 ayes.
All right. The House Bill 2080, having received Council majority, is declared to pass. Senator Byron Boquist, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize. I walked in late. I have a conflict of interest on 2080 Alpha.
Senator Ryan Boquist requests unanimous consent to allow him to enter a potential conflict of interest on Senate Bill 2080. It will not change the outcome. That's not correct. Is there any objections to him being allowed to file a vote explanation in terms of a potential conflict of interest. I hear no objection. Please state on the record what your potential conflict of interest is.
Thank you, Mr. President. Apologies again for walking in late. I own significant stock in a company that could financially benefit from this bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Your potential conflict of interest is now placed on the record. Clerk reads the next bill, please.
House Bill 2137, Record of Proceedings, Court Emergency.
Recognize Senator Jackie Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2137 strengthens the state's ability to protect victims of elder abuse. When petitioning the court for a protective order, this bill requires the Department of Human Services or its attorney to keep the disclosure of a victim's information confidential. And this is reasonably necessary to prevent that harm from occurring. This includes financial, legal, physical, and mental health information. This bill will protect the confidential, important records of individuals who the state seeks to protect and prevent unintended re-victimization through the disclosure of the protected information. This bill passed the House and your Senate Judiciary Committee unanimously, and I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Is there discussion? Question arises by 30 to final passage of House Bill 2137. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Farioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Carter, 29 ayes.
House Bill 2137, see the council. Recognize, well, is this a potential conflict of interest?
Yes.
Well, we got to go do this first. House Bill 2137, as Council Majority declared passed. What purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I need to declare a potential conflict on the last bill. Ask unanimous consent to do that.
The Senator Gerard requests unanimous consent to be allowed to enter a potential conflict of interest on House Bill 2137. Is there any objections? I hear no objections. Please note your potential conflict of interest.
Mr. President, I have interest in assisted care facilities.
Potential conflict of interest on House Bill 2137 has been noted for the record. Clerk will read the next and final bill.
House Bill 2218 with wildlife and time effective date.
Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is House Bill 2218A. And what this bill does is it allows a very successful program to continue. What this bill does, and we heard some testimony from the folks who were very interested in it. Also, I'd received a tremendous amount of emails from around the state regarding this bill, but it has to do with the Access and Habitat Program. It also has to do with, and I'm just blanking here, the name of the tag, Landowner Preference Tag. It came back to me, Mr. President, the Landowner Preference Tag System. And what this allows this bill to do is to fund the habitat improvement projects, increase public hunting and access on private lands, and create the working partnerships that has been going for some time between landowners, hunters, and ODF&W. Lastly, there's a statutory change in place from a $2 surcharge on resident and non-resident license and a $1 surcharge on juvenile licenses. What this does is it increases those surcharges from $2 to $4, a $2 increase. And it also extends the sunset on the program. It's a good program. It's very popular in the hinterlands. It's very popular in my family. I would urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Jeff Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, nothing against the program, but the reality is that we have another bill that's still in the House that raises license fees and virtually every fee imposed by ODF&W significantly. And to be doing this particular increase separate from the totality of the new ask for ODF&W, I think is inappropriate. It would have been better if this was part of that other bill.
Further discussion? Senator Atkins, you wish to close? Question now arises upon a third reading and final passage of House Bill 2218. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Winters. Winters.
Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter. Voting no. Boquist. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Cruz. Telfer. Whitsett. Winters. 21 ayes.
House Bill 2218, never received constitutive majority, is declared passed. Without objection, the remaining House measures will be carried over until tomorrow's calendar, which is Wednesday, May 27th. The other business of the Senate, announcements. Recognize Senator Richard Devlin, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate colleagues, Senate Democrats, get your lunch, and caucus will start promptly at 12:05.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Mr. President, thank you. The Republicans will caucus in the Republican caucus room at noon.
If there are no further announcements and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 Wednesday, tomorrow, on May 27th. This Senate now is in adjournment.